Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And, you know, if there's one thing that I've learned over all the years I've been doing this kind of stuff, it's that you shouldn't do a knee-jerk reaction to some of the big stories that flood in to the Western media. And the reason you shouldn't do a knee-jerk reaction is because oftentimes what you're being exposed to is a massive level of propaganda. Now, I want to talk about what's happened in Ukraine with regard to a dam, a very significant dam, being basically blown wide open. But before I do that, I want to talk to you about what happened last year when the Nord Stream pipeline was detonated, thus stopping the majority of Russian energy supplies into Europe. Now, that Nord Stream pipeline, you will, of course, remember, that was a joint Russian-German project. And the Russians had put vast amounts of energy and money into it, and it was obviously providing them with a good source of revenue. But mysteriously, it blew up. And straight away, the media here were saying, yeah, it's the Russians. And anyone with half any intelligence would have seen, no, of course it's not the Russians. It's not follow the money. It's not in their interest to blow up their own energy conduit to Europe. It's just not. And of course, we've subsequently learned, especially from the work that Seymour Hersh has done, that this was very much a US, NATO, UK exercise. And we know that the primary beneficiaries of it were, of course, America, which now gets to supply vast amounts of LPG gas to Europe. So we know that when the media basically were inverting what had happened. So they knew it wasn't Ukraine, it wasn't Russia, but they blamed Russia. That's what they did. Okay. Now that then brings me to the topic for this podcast, which is, of course, what we see unfolding currently in Russia, in Ukraine, with the dam being exploded. So let me see if I can get you folks some good quality information on this here. So we know that the there's been a major attack on the get the pronunciation right, the Kakhovka Dam. And it clearly is an extremely destructive event. So it's flooded all the area south of that dam. And even worse, I understand that the waters behind the dam were sitting at a 30-year high. So basically, the issue here is that if this was the Russians doing it, the Russians are basically flooding the Russian-controlled part of Kherson, potentially endangering the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which the Russians control. So I reckon that for initial sort of responses to say that I don't think Russians would blow up a dam that would cause themselves such strategic damage. I just don't see why they would do that. But I can also understand why the media want to pretend that, or want to tell you that that's what's been happening. My spider senses are telling me that no, I don't think this probably was Russia. It would seem much more likely that it's another, you know, NATO slash Ukraine job. There are a couple of points we need to understand. Once this reservoir finally finished draining, the river will be so much easier to ford by the Ukrainian forces. Don't forget, the flooding as well is forcing the abandonment of Russian defensive positions, as well as the destruction of minefields along the river. The destruction of the dam means Crimea loses its water access. These are all strategic benefits to Ukraine. None of them are strategic benefits to Russia. So I really think that this looks to be another act of terrorism. I mean, it's a dramatic act of terrorism because the flooding is going to be immense, but by NATO slash Ukraine. And that we know they're capable of this because they took out the Nord Stream pipeline, which was another massive act of terrorism. And again, the media try to cover it for them and say, no, probably Russia, probably the evil Putin had flown himself in and planted the explosives. And I wouldn't be surprised if the media say, yes, Putin himself flew to the dam and planted the explosives, which has ripped the heart out of it. So, as I say, the best thing to do in these situations is take a little time out, don't knee-jerk into it, but think through who benefits from this. Who is a beneficiary? Well, at no level do I see Russia being a beneficiary. Whether Ukraine is a beneficiary is debatable. NATO would be probably quite happy because it achieves their aim of keeping instability in the region going. And keeping the war going. So it's a very strange one, this one. But then so was Nord Stream. And I suspect when all it becomes clear, once the fog of war dissipates here, we will find that we may well be in another Nord Stream situation whereby the Western media are blaming Russia when in actual fact, the guilty party is located in Washington and Kiev. Thanks for listening.